want to speak to you today how we must trust God, especially in difficult times. Amen. How we must trust God, and especially in difficult times. You can be seated. Life is not always predictable. Anybody know what's going to happen tomorrow for you? Now, if you work, you believe you're going to get up and go to work. If you go to school, you believe you're going to get up and go to school. You might sleep in till noon. But it's unpredictable. You don't have a guarantee of tomorrow. Amen? And there, in life, there are ups and there are downs along the way. Many of us, we want to trust God. We want to trust God when times are good. It can always be easier to trust God when times are good. But what about when times get difficult? It is even more important to trust God in those difficult times. Amen? But see, sometimes and oftentimes many Christians today have trust issues. Trust issues. Folks, have you ever had to trust God, especially in a difficult time? Have you ever been out of options? Have you ever tried everything you could try? You've done everything you could do, and you're just out of rope. You don't even have enough rope to tie a knot. Right? And you're at the very end of that rope. You ever been there? I think we all have a time or two. And then when you're at the end of that rope, if God doesn't do something and do it now, I just don't think there's going to be a good outcome. We're in trouble. Houston, we got a problem, right? I'm talking about trusting God in difficult times. And folks, you know, we can quote lots of scriptures and we can talk about it, and we can find in the Old and New Testament lots of places where it tells us to trust God. And folks, it's easy, hear me today, it's easy to tell somebody to trust God when they're the one who needs help. Also, it is more fun to be in a trusting mode when you get to tell somebody else. You just need to trust the Lord, brother. Just trust God. Right? It's easy to point your finger at them and say, you just need to trust God. What's the matter with you? How about saying this instead of that? I'm going to come alongside of you, and I'm going to pray with you, and I'm going to trust God with you. Huh? Or I'm going to walk with you, or I'm going to weep with you, or I'm going to rejoice with you, or I'm going to go the extra mile with you. Trusting God, folks, in difficult times. Trusting God's not for the faint of heart. It's for those who are willing to go the extra mile to be their brother's keeper. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and verse 6 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Now, we love to quote that verse when everything's good. When all the bills are paid, we like the church. Or when we don't have a doctor's appointment because we don't need a doctor's appointment. It's easy to quote that verse. What about when you're sick in bed? What about when the creditors are calling and they've lost their sense of humor? Anybody know what I'm talking about this morning? Folks, we live in times. Hear me today. We live in times when we've got to trust God. It's not a new thing. What if Adam and Eve had trusted the Lord instead of leaning to their own understanding and listening to the devil when he told them a lie? You see, the lie sounded like the truth. What did he say to him? He said, "You shall not surely die." You see, the devil lied to them and made it sound like the truth, and they believed the devil, and they paid the price for it. Folks, you know, if you're not careful here today, you'll believe the devil's lie. We've all believed it before, one time or another probably, and it was a mistake. We paid for it. But once you realize you've done it, you need to tell him and call him what he is, a liar. Come on. When you determine that you're going to trust in God, it's a frame of mind, folks. It gives you a boldness. When you determined, "I'm going to trust in God. I don't care what the devil tells me." You say, "I'm going to trust in God. I'm not going to lean on my own understanding." Amen. And the Bible says that if we will trust in Him and acknowledge Him in all of our ways, He will direct our paths. Sometimes, folks, that's all we need is a little bit of direction. Amen? All we need is to turn left or right at the intersection. See, you're not mad at God. You just need a little direction from Him. And sometimes you might say, "God, talk to me. I'm trusting in You. Where are You, God?" Folks, the problem is we've got to tune in long before we need to hear God. You see what I'm trying to say? Sometimes, folks, we're so busy living life and doing things that we're not tuned in to God. And then when the troubles come, we're scrambling up and down the dial. Amen? It's kind of like you just can't scream at the radio and say, "Give me the news." You got to tune in the dial. You got to find the news station. Or push the button nowadays, right? Some of us, we want to hear from God, but we haven't tuned in to Him for so long that all we have is static. Isn't it exciting that in the day and age, with all of our technology, folks, that God still speaks to us? Isn't it awesome? Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. What does that mean, all? How much is all? I'll trust in You, God, as long as it feels right. Huh? I'll trust in You, God, as long as You keep reminding me that we'll be all right. Look at Joseph. Joseph in the Bible, he has this dream, and he knows it's God. He knows it's of God. And he's trusting in the Lord with all of his heart. And he winds up in a pit. Then he gets sold as a slave and winds up in prison. Joseph, how's that going for you? Joseph, folks, he knows he's a dreamer. Joseph knows that he's loved by God. Joseph knows that he's loved by his father. Joseph knows he's got a mission. He knows he's got a purpose in life. And where is he at? From a pit to a slave to prison. And even there, in the prison, he gets in trouble. Come on. Not because he did anything wrong, but someone lied about him. You sound familiar? Am I telling your story today? And yet many Christians want to walk up to Joseph when everything's going wrong and say, "Joseph, just trust the Lord. Trust Him with all thine heart. Be a good person. Love the Lord, Joseph." Oh, Job. Anybody read about Job in the Bible? He's going around minding his own business, praying for his sons and his daughters, and he's doing everything God has asked him to do. And the Bible referred to him as a perfect man, one who stood up, eschewed evil, loved God. And he didn't just pray for himself. He prayed for his family and when they sinned so God would forgive him. He's doing it all right, folks. What kind of trouble did that get him in? What kind of trouble that trusting God with all of his heart, what did it get him into? You see, Job might have said, Lord, I believe, I trusted you. I'm here to tell somebody today, folks, God still got his hand on it. God is not asleep in your life, amen. God sees your victory even in the valley of defeat. Come on. You see, the story's not over, folks, until God says it's over. Amen. Your situation's not over till God says, I'm taking care of this. You see, most people, we're just that way. Most people just root for the underdog. You like to root for the underdog? Huh? When the devil tells you you can't win, you will never amount to anything, you say to him, you know, devil, you keep telling me how big my troubles are. Well, let me tell you how big my God is. Come on. Let me tell you how big he is. I'm here to tell you today, folks, how great God is. He is an awesome God. I want to tell you, folks, there's nothing but the blood of Jesus. Amen. It's going to bless your life. Hallelujah. When somebody gives you a Christmas present, folks, or a birthday present or an anniversary present, you don't know what it is until you open it. Elizabeth brought me some Christmas presents today. I didn't know what it was till I opened it up. First, she had it taped together. I thought it was one big present. Here it was two of them. Didn't know what it was. You got to open it up, though, right? Someone has to give presents from God. He's got your presents. You just got to unwrap it. Amen? Talk about trusting the Lord. God wants to bless you. God loves you here today. Amen? Do you really believe, folks, that God loves you? Do you really believe with all of your heart? Some of you know it's the right thing to say. Because the preacher puts you on the spot. Yeah, I know God loves me. But do you really? Or maybe you don't feel it. You're just saying it. Now, I'm not criticizing anybody. I'm not pointing my finger at any of you today. But I'm here to tell you, God really does want to bless you. And God really does love you. You see, he does want a good outcome for you. He does have a plan for your life. He knows that you slip up every now and then, and he knows that we fail every now and then, and he knows that the Bible's, we know that God knows all this. The Bible's pretty clear about it, and we all have sinned, and we've all fallen short of the glory of God. God knows all that, but see, I'm not better than anybody else here today. I'm only here by the grace of God, and so are you. Amen? I fight battles. We all fight battles. I get told the same lies as the enemy, as all of you. But when I'm struggling and somebody says, trust in the Lord, it'll be all right. You want to say sometimes, thank you very much. Go trust the Lord yourself. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. See, sometimes when we're going through things, it's hard to just hear those words because you're trying to reach down inside of you as far as you can get and hold on to those beliefs. But you're the one going through it. See, I believe when Joseph was in that pit, he was trying to, with everything within him, to trust in his God. His brothers just threw him in there. They were going to kill him first. It's hard sometimes just to hear somebody say, well, just trust the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Sometimes, folks, people mean well. But does the Bible say, weep with them that weep? Sometimes trusting the Lord feeling someone else's pain. Sometimes trusting in the Lord is helping someone through it. Sometimes trusting the Lord is just walking alongside somebody who's lost their step. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4 and 5 says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might." Now those are pretty strong words. But we're not supposed to lean to our own understanding. And if we lean to our own understanding, we mess up. When you try to do it your way, we oftentimes mess up. We're not smart enough to get this spiritual thing right from our earthly perspective. Unless, folks, God is blessing us on our journey. Proverbs 16:25 says, "There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." You see, folks, don't be wise in your own eyes. We need the wisdom that comes from God. Amen. And I think at some time I'm okay smart. Okay sometimes. But I'm not smart enough to do this thing right like God wants it done. I need Him. Amen. I have to let go and I have to let God do it often. Folks, we've got to yield to God. Amen. And I'm not talking, I am talking about trusting God here today when times are really rough, when times are difficult. Amen. Trusting in God. Amen. And understanding, folks, it's not what I think it should be. I want to know what God wants me to do. I want to go where God wants me to go. I want to be what God wants me to be. I gotta have it God's way. Amen. You see, folks, maybe you're here today and everything's perfect. Nothing's wrong. All your bills are paid. You got more than enough. Your family's great. Everybody's saying I love you to you three times a day. Overwhelmed with blessings. Amen. You've got a nice car and you're driving and I'm really happy for you. But you still got to trust God with all of your heart. Come on. You still got to trust in the Lord with all of your mind, with all of your soul, with all of your strength. Or otherwise, you'll find out those things go away. You know, rich people become poor in this world. And poor people become rich in God. So why are we afraid to trust in God with all of our heart? Think about it. Why am I afraid to trust the Lord with all of my heart? Parents, we love it when your children are standing on steps or something high up and you say, "Come on, jump, I'll catch you." And we just love it when they trust us. Now, even though they may be a little nervous at first, but they trust you. And you know what, folks, when they jump and you catch them, it builds trust, doesn't it? Why do you think God lets us get into places where we've got to jump sometimes into His arms? Because He wants to build a trust. You know, sometimes we like to ask God, why? Why do I got to go through this? Why am I doing this? God's trying to build a trust. He's like, come on, trust me. When David came up against Goliath, how do you think he knew that he was going to be able to slay the Goliath? Was it his first time to face something that most people run from? No, folks, he killed a lion. Would anybody here chase down a lion? David killed a lion. He killed a bear. Anybody want to go up against the bear today? See, most people run from that stuff. David took it on. It wasn't his first rodeo when he went to Goliath. He had a trust built up with his God, folks. You see what I'm trying to say? He jumped in the arms of his God a few times. And when faced with Goliath, this uncircumcised Philistine doesn't stand a chance. And folks, sometimes God lets us go through a battle so that when a bigger battle comes, you know what He's going to do for you. Sometimes our complaining about the very thing that God is letting you go through gives you so He can build you up and make you strong. Sometimes our walk with God just feels like we don't know whether we should go. Yes, no, stand, give, whatever. What should I do, God? Yes, no. And yet, I'm here to encourage you. Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all of thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. Now there are some powerful stuff in that scripture. Back in Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5 through 9 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with thy first fruits of all thine increase. Amen. Verse 5 talks about trusting in Him. Verse 6, He says, do it in all of thy ways, in all of your ways, everything you do, acknowledge Him. Verse 7 says, be not wise in your own eyes. And verse 9 talks about honoring the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. Why are we supposed to trust in the Lord with our first fruits? Anybody? Because it's a hard place to trust God. Come on. That's why. It's a hard place to trust God. Listen, folks. God doesn't need your money. God wants your trust. He wants you to trust Him with that area of our lives. Folks, my hope is that you would be able to say, God, I know I can trust you with that area of my life. Let me pastor you a little bit here, folks. Some of you here are broke and have financial issues because you haven't trusted the Lord in that area of your life. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm trying to call the devil a liar. Come on. Folks, there's been times when my wife and I were able to pay our bills, and there's times when we had more bills than we had money. Come on. And folks, we never were able to get out of our financial challenges by being stingy with God. Come on. I said, you're not ever able to get out of your financial challenges with being stingy with God. Folks, I've seen people try it and it doesn't work. And this is not me saying it. This is coming from God's word. Proverbs 3, 9 through 10. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with thy first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty and thy press shall burst out with new wine. Does God not tell us right here why we should put God first in that area? He says, honor me with your first fruits. Your barns will be filled. Your wine presses will be bursting out. You see, it's true in every area of life. And by the way, let's talk about offering for a moment right at this moment here. If you're here today and you're struggling with giving, let me help you. Because many people have been there. Pray for cheer in that area. Pray, Lord, let me be cheerful about the giving. Let it not feel like, God, that it's being taken from me. Let me feel like I'm giving it. 2 Corinthians 9, 6 through 8. But this I say, He which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly. And he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man, according as he purposed in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. You see, folks, when we give cheerfully, you will learn that, folks. When you do, amen, you will, God will bless you. If it's Proverbs 3, 9 through 10, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. When you trust in the Lord in that area of your life, God can bless you in that area of your life. But if you say, God, stay out of this area of my life, he will. He will. Folks, don't you know God loves us? Don't you know he wants what's best for you? I'm talking about trusting God in difficult times. Trusting in the Lord. I'm talking about trusting in the Lord in difficult times, folks, because we like to be in charge of things. We like to be in charge of our life. We often find it hard to swallow when we know that we must allow God to control areas of our life. How many, when you're in a car, you like to drive because you like to be in control? You know, just the car seems so much bumpier when you're riding. It just seems like it yanks so much more when you're riding. But when you're behind the wheel, you know you got it under control. But see, that's how we are in life sometimes. We just want to be in control. We have a hard time giving it to God. And God is saying, every area of your life, I want to be in control of. We like to be in charge of things in our life and find it's hard to swallow when we can't. But I'm trying to throw a few spoonfuls of sugar here, folks, to help the medicine go down here today. But there's really many of us here are not trusting God as much as we should. Come on. You see, anybody ever heard of three Hebrew children, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Anybody ever heard of them? Nobody? Oh, there you go. Whew. Wonder if you guys ever read the Holy Bible. They were good old boys. They were serving properly. They're going about their business. They were doing God's work, doing the job that they were assigned to do, and they were good examples of God-fearing men. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They wouldn't worship the image that the king set up. So they got called before King Nebuchadnezzar, and he says, boys, you've got to do this. I'm going to give you another chance. You see, I think the king was hoping that they would, because I don't believe he wanted to kill these boys. But now, because he put this decree before in the land, he had to do what he said he would do. His reputation is at stake, what he's going to do. But folks, it's awesome what they said to him in Daniel chapter 3, verse 16 and 18. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this manner. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. You know what, king? You might be able to kill us. God might allow that, but we are going to trust in the Lord with all of our heart. We are not going to lean to our own understanding, O king. And we, king, we will acknowledge God in all of our ways, and he shall direct our paths. You see, we might die in your fiery furnace, O king. He might let us live, but here's what we do know, king. We're not going to bow to your image because God said, don't do it. And we're trusting in him. The king, folks, was so mad, the Bible says, that he threw them in the furnace and said, I'll have the last word. You see, God had the last word, folks, because after throwing Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego into the furnace in Daniel chapter 3, 24 through 30, then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, astonished and rose up in haste and spake and said unto his counselors, did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? And they answered and said unto the king, true, O king. And he answered and said, lo, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. And the form of the fourth is like unto the Son of God. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning furnace and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth out and come hither. And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth in the midst of the fire. And the princes, governors, and captains, and the kings and counselors being gathered together saw these men, upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was the hair of their head singed, neither their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him, and have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies, that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Therefore, listen to what the king's doing. I make a decree that every people, nation, and language that speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their house shall be made in dunghill. Because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. Then the king prompted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, promoted them in the province of Babylon. Let me tell you something, folks. It pays to stand and trust in your God in difficult times. There are people watching your life. Hallelujah. You know why the king, folks, why he did that? Because they trusted their Lord, amen, with all of their heart. They didn't lean to their own understanding. They acknowledged God. They trusted God in difficult times. See, maybe somebody here today that you are feeling pressured to do something that you know you shouldn't. Whether it is in your job, with your health, it's in a relationship, whatever it may be, but you can do things your way, or you can trust in God, and He'll put your feet on the right path if you'll trust in Him. Amen. It could be your choice. God will leave it up to you. Whatever you're feeling pressured in your life, God will allow you to make the decision. But if you'll trust in your God and say, God, I want to do what You want me to do. I don't care what anybody else thinks. I'm going to do what is right. God will put your feet on the right path. Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. You see, folks, it's great when God is directing your path. Have you ever had God say, do it this way, and it didn't make sense, but you trusted Him? It worked out. And you said, thank you, Jesus. God, I know I would have messed that up. I thank you, God, for directing me. I thank you, God, for the blessings, because I've followed you. I've done your will. And maybe you're here today and you've lived for the Lord a long time, and you can look back and you can see what God has done in your life, and you can say, thank you, God. I wouldn't do it any other way. I want to live for God. I want to serve Him with all of my heart. Has it always been easy? No, it's not always been easy. But it's worth it. You see, when Peter and John went up to the temple that hour of prayer in Acts 3, they saw someone there that was lame. Folks, everybody that went to the temple saw him, because he positioned himself so that they would see him, because he wanted to get alms from them. He was a beggar. He needed the money. He couldn't work. He was dependent on the sympathies of others. But Peter and John told him, silver and gold have I none. Very Pentecostal. But such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. I'm going somewhere here. Listen to me. Folks, as I look at that, and I've preached on that scripture many times. But you know what? That's a great application of scripture about how we ought to live our life. Where are you going, Pastor? See, that was a bold thing that Peter and John said. That was a bold statement that they told him. Look, I don't have any money. But what I do have, I'm going to give it to you. That's a bold statement. That is trusting in the Lord with all of your heart. I'm going through the whole circuit today, folks. Stay with me. Come on. Are we bold enough in our witness? Do we trust in God with all of our heart in our witness? Come on. That was bold of them. And Peter reached out his hand. Come on, bud. And lifted him up. Where's your witness at? What if he'd have fell back down? Wouldn't it have been embarrassing because people were watching? I said, get up here, buddy. Come on. Let's walk. Huh? Lift this lame man up, and he falls back down. You think, well, I did more harm than I did good. Now, folks, we prayed about it in Jesus' name, right? And we're going to lift you up, and you're going to get healed. That's what happened. Such as I have, give I thee. And I believe they laid hands on him in Jesus' name, and he picked him up. That's what faith is. Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. When we pray for an answer, I know that I will hear a praise report. That's what faith says. When we pray for an answer, I don't care what situation you're in. I don't care if you're praying for somebody else that's sick. Folks, we are going to hear a praise report. You say, well, does God answer your prayer the way you want him to every time? Of course not. Does he doesn't always answer prayer the way we want him to or when we want him to. But it's his time, folks, not my time. Come on. God is an on-time God. He's always on time. Amen? Some of you haven't been praying for something. Maybe you've been praying for something for a long time and you think maybe God forgot about it. But folks, you think Daniel might have thought that? He was praying for an answer and there was a battle going on in glory. See, I try to remember that often. When I pray about the building, I'm like, God, hasten that battle. Because I believe when I prayed, God started sending the answer. How many of you believe that? Come on. The answer was on its way. It might be a battle going on up there, but it's on its way. You think Joseph might have thought that? Maybe God forgot about his prayer when he's sitting in that pit? When he's riding that buggy as a slave, you think maybe he thought God forgot about him? Come on. What about old Job? As he's scraping with a stone and boils off his skin. And he's praying to God. God, you know I've been faithful. God, I've been faithful to you. I've always believed in you. I pray for my kids. I've done this. I've done that. He's naming everything to God. Did you forget me, God? You think some others who have been through some stuff, folks, maybe you know people who've been praying for something for a long time. Maybe you've been praying for a spouse, amen, that needs God in their life. Or maybe you're wanting a husband or wife, or whatever it is. You think God forgot you? I'm talking about trusting God in difficult times. I'm talking about trusting God, folks, when it would be easier to do it yourself. Peter and John said, in the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. Listen, folks, some of you are afraid to pray for somebody in Jesus' name. Because if it doesn't happen the way you're telling them that it's going to happen, you might be embarrassed. Where is our faith, folks? Where's our trusting God in difficult times? Where's our trusting God, folks, in the difficult times? Come on, it's easy when things are going well. Some of us quit asking God because it doesn't come when we want it or how we want it. The way we think it should. Then our reputation's at stake, so we don't even ask God anymore. See, folks, they're not trusting in us. Those people you're telling that need healing, they're not trusting in you. You've got to tell them to trust in God. Come on. Our reputation isn't at stake. It's His. Come on. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. Put your faith to the test. It's going to be okay, folks. God's going to work it all out. I went and prayed for somebody the other day. I believed for him to get right up out of that bed. Didn't happen. But I did what I was supposed to do. I told him, you got to trust God too. You can't lean on me. He kept telling me, I'm a man of God. Well, so you got to be one too. All right? Put your faith to the test, folks. It's going to be okay. God's got it all worked out. Do you trust in Him? Do you believe in Him? Don't you love it, folks, when God comes and shows up? Huh? Well, we could shout about that. Woo! You should see what God did the other day. What if He says, I'm going to slow down here. I'm going to get there a little bit later, see how long their faith lasts. I'll take the long way around. I'll get there, but I'll take the long way around. You see, I talked earlier about David and Goliath. You see, the Philistine army, they were on the side, on one side of the valley of Elah, and Israel was on the other side of Elah. And I don't know how many there were, but I could picture probably thousands of great warriors. All of them strong men had their swords and spears and all this stuff and their helmets. And it probably was quite a sight. Look over here. Here's Israel. Here's the Philistine army. Everybody ever try to picture that in your mind? Had to be an awesome sight. So you know what God does for victory? This little old boy comes up, slingshot. I mean, army. And God sends this little old boy a couple smooth stones. But God showed up. And folks, here's God, this little boy, and I could just see King Saul saying, are you kidding me? Folks, do you know that God right now might be wanting to send the answer to your problem? And you might say, are you kidding me? Come on. Are you kidding me, God? You sent this little freckled-faced, red-headed little kid out here to win this battle? This little squirt? You know, folks, God right now might be wanting to send the answer to your problem. God, you think that's the way it's going to work out, to bring victory so that God gets the glory and not you. Come on. He wants to get the glory. He don't want you to get. He didn't want the armies to get the glory. God wanted it. When you read the words of Jesus in Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Come on, folks. Some have stopped seeking God first here. You've got him in the top 10, but he's not first. Put God back on the top of the list. Come on. Don't let him be second, third, fourth, fifth. Put God on the top, folks. Trust in the Lord with all of thine heart. Seek him first. Trust God in difficult times. Keep God first, folks. Don't let the word, don't let the world creep in and take God's place from you. Keep God first. Trust God in difficult times. You see, folks, God knows. God knows the difficult times you're going through right now. He knows it. I don't know, maybe you know all of the situations, but God knows them. That's all that matters. God knows. You may have health issues here today. You may have financial issues. You may have family issues. You may have work issues. Trust God in these difficult situations. Trust him, folks, in the difficult choices that you have to make. Amen. If you'll get good at trusting God in difficult situations, you'll have an outcome that God intended for you to have. Every great story of victory has some chapters of challenges. Don't look at this challenge that God has allowed in your life right now. Don't allow it to be a bad thing. Look at it as a gift that he is going to use to get you to a place where he can bring you the victory that he has for you. Let me do this today. Embrace the challenge. Don't waste, folks, don't waste an opportunity for God to bring the victory out of the challenge. Now, maybe the challenge you're in right now is the thing that you're finding it hard to trust God with all of your heart. Maybe it's a test. Anybody ever take a test at school? Three of you? Oh, I see. Thought I was the only smart one here, went to school. Are you wondering why God is silent? Maybe he's letting you finish your test. You see, when I was in school, that was a long time ago. Right, Carl? In school, when you were taking the test, was the teacher still teaching or were they sitting at the desk quiet? Huh? You see, the teacher isn't teaching during the test. Folks, God is just letting you finish your test. Come on. But yet, we're so often, you probably never thought of it this way, but folks, we're over here, come on, God, I'm trying, where are you at? Will you just finish your test? I've been teaching you. Now it's time to see if you're going to pass the test. You've been hearing the word come from the man of God. You've been reading it in the word. And now you're going through a test. Be quiet. Pass the test. Let God give you the victory, folks, that he's using this test to give you. Come on, is this all right? You know, we've taken some tests over and over sometimes. Anybody ever have to take a test twice? Because we're hard-headed? Jesus, I know you know this stuff. Huh? Teacher ever tell you that? I know you know this stuff. I'm going to give you one more chance. Whew. Some of you aren't embracing challenge because you think it's a bad thing. You need to trust God in difficult times. I feel the presence of the Holy Ghost here today. Hallelujah. God wants to touch you. God wants to bless you. Amen. Folks, we need to trust God in these difficult times. And that means trusting the difficult times are going to work out to be something good in your life. Amen. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. Embrace your challenge. Let's stand. Embrace your challenge that you're going through and let God work it out for you. Let God work it out. God, I'm going to pass this test, God. I'm going to get through it. And God, I'm going to show you that I've been listening. I'm going to show you, God, that I've been hearing your word and that I've been trying to apply it to my life, God. I'm going to pass this test. You see, when we pass the test, it helps us to go to the next level. Right? You didn't stay in third grade for 5 years, did you? Come on. When you go through those tests, they say, okay, now you can go to the next grade. When I was in second grade, everybody had all these nice chairs, nice desks. They had one ugly chair in that class. And the guys just made a game out of it. And they would just fall over backwards. And the teacher would take that nice chair from them and give them that old chair. Well, we did it so much she got tired of it. Guess who ended up with it all year? Me. But I passed the test in that class and I went on to third grade. And when I got to third grade, that second grade teacher walked over and said, give this kid the best chair in the class because he had that junky chair all year long. Just a little something fun I wanted to tell you. But folks, I'm making a point here. I don't want to stay at this level all the time. I want to grow in God. And I want to go to the next level. But I got to get these tests passed. Amen. And God's not going to give me all the answers. Sometimes we just got to learn in life. And as we're living for Him, we learn that, hey, if I apply this, it'll help me in this. So when the rough times come, I'm going to apply it. And God's going to say, did you learn anything? You passed. Let's go to the next level. Is there anybody here who wants to go to the next level? Listen, folks, these are some rough times out here that we're in right now in this world, and it's going to get tougher. Egypt, down in Egypt, there was a lot of plagues that happened. There were some plagues that did come to God's people's way. There were some that didn't. But before it was all said and done, folks, it got darkest before they got their freedom. It's going to get darker. But I'm trying to tell you something today. Trust the Lord. And we must trust Him in the difficult times. Trust in your God. Believe in your God. God wants to bless His people, and He's going to bless His people, those that will trust Him through the difficult times. I pray we can pass the test.